little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
I'm Andrea Triana, and this song is called Freedom.
Since arriving on the scene with her debut album Lost Where I Belong in 2010, Andrea Triana has captivated listeners with a growing catalogue of jazz-inflected modern soul music. While the self-taught singer-songwriter started out collaborating with artists such as Bonobo and Flying Lotus, her third studio album, The Vibrant Life in Colour, offers a clean soul pop sensibility where Andrea's raw vocals and candid lyricism feel most at home. To mark its release, Andrea joined Monocle to play through some of the album's standout tracks.
I'm feeling stronger. The world is at my feet. Ooh, freedom. The trouble's over. I ain't going under. Freedom feels good to me. Going into space, I'm trying to stop it cause I'm on my way. My dreams cross the seven seas, ain't nobody taking that from me. Look, all my mother told her things gonna change. Together we are gonna break the chains, and I'm thankful for all she gave. My sister's gonna celebrate freedom. I've got the thunder, I'm feeling stronger.
Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
So your third studio album, Life in Colour, has just come out. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. It's been a lot of years of work and it's fantastic, you know, to kind of just share it with the world and see how they receive it. So fingers crossed, they enjoy it.
So this is your third full-length project. Mm-hmm. How did this project maybe differ from your first two albums? Mm.
I think, you know, with each album, you kind of grow and you learn so much. You learn about yourself as an artist. You learn about your own voice in terms of what you want to say, how you want to say it, how you sing. You know, I started getting vocal coaching a couple of years ago, and that has really changed how I sing and what I'm able to sing now. So I think with this album, I just felt a bit more kind of well-informed than I did with the last one. And it makes me really excited about the next one as well. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And albums grow. You know, you start off in a certain avenue, thinking you've got a certain thing in mind, and it shifts and it changes and songs grow and songs fall away that you think are amazing. So you just have to be so open to the process and just end up where you end up, you know, but just trying to be as conscious as possible throughout the whole journey.
So you're London born and bred, mm-hmm. but I saw that you're living between London and, is it East Sussex?
Yes, now. Correct. Yep.
How has that maybe changed your writing process or your routine or kind of maybe even just your feelings as a musician being someone with more space?
Yeah, it's changed my life massively. It's been absolutely huge. I'm definitely a Londoner, for sure. I've lived in and out of London all my life, but for me, like, this is my home. But now, I think when you live by the seaside, you know, we live right opposite the beach as well. So the sea is right there. You just get a new perspective on life, and it's just given me so much space. And that has been really scary, but really amazing. You know, when you have so much space and you move somewhere where you don't know people, you're just left with yourself. You're left with all the stuff you don't deal with when you're in London because you're too busy. So I had a year of just being like, oh my goodness, where am I? Who am I? And just reconfiguring myself. And now it's fantastic. I'm really exploring a lot of creative avenues. So I started painting, DJing, playing the bass. And my days are just full of just being creative, exploring, trying things, practicing, rehearsing, writing, things that I never really used to do that much when I lived in London.
Spend too much time commuting.
Commuting, on the exactly. Tube. Tubing, busing, waiting.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I'm a little bit envious, I must say.
Do it. I'd highly recommend it. It's a game changer.
I've heard of quite a lot of creative people sort of moving down that way. Hastings, yeah. Margate, that kind
yeah,
of
exactly.
area.
We're in Hastings or St Leonard's. Yeah, there's loads. It's really exciting. You know, it's really, really exciting. It's kind of like the creative communities are kind of getting pushed out of London sometimes. You know, it's difficult to exist and have a studio and pay for all those things, and you move to the coast and you live in a really amazing space, and it just frees you up, which is awesome. This song is called Woman.
I was insecure. Yes, I was frightened. To be myself seemed like a distant dream. Lost in the crowd, I closed the curtains and hid my hips and thighs in baggy jeans. But this and love don't fail if you're trying. I know in my heart I will succeed. When times get hard, you gotta keep on fighting. And all these battles, yes, they made the best of me. 'Cause I can rule like a queen, be a superhero. Hold my head high the further I go. I know I can love myself more than anyone else. I am fine and the world's got to know. Woman. Yeah, I'm a woman. Woman. Yeah, I'm a woman. And when this life is full of laughter and the lies are full of pain, I remember how the early days were darker. And so I stand up time and time again. And now I'm sure, oh yes, I'm certain. If I'm breaking down, well, it don't make me weak. 'Cause I learned how to stop the hurting by giving all my love right back to me. Oh, I can rule like a queen, be a superhero. Hold my head high the further I go. I know I can love myself more than anyone else. I am fine and the world's got to know. Woman.
Quick fun question on the end.
Yeah.
You were sort of saying that now that you've sort of moved down to the coast, you've got a bit more time to do some other things. Mm-hmm. And I read that you had just started DJing.
Yes.
What's on your DJ set right now?
Oh my goodness. It has opened up a whole world of music I haven't heard in ages, new music. I am loving Masego.
Okay, great.
He's got a track called Navajo. I could listen to that. I have listened to that like over and over and over again. I'm loving Eliza as well, Alone and Unafraid. I think I opened my set with that the other day. Rosie Lowe, I think her new album absolutely smashed it. what's it called? Kokoroko, I think they're called, like, yeah. London jazz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm digging all that kind of stuff, you know? And then the old school R&B, a bit of Aaliyah, a bit of Timberland.
And what the venue's like in Hastings for the DJ sets.
I mean, I did have some very interesting drunk guys the other day asking for Paul Weller, and I was like, dude, I love Paul Weller, but it's not the time or place. We're trying to get a vibe going here, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting that you mentioned Rosie Lowe and Kokoro, I think. Hopefully we're pronouncing that right.
Yeah, Kokoro.
I'm not sure. We'll edit in the right pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly. Kokoroko.
But they're all kind of based in South London. There just seems to be this crazy scene there at the moment with kind of like jazz musicians and crazy free improvisation nights and stuff. Have you involved yourself in that a bit? Or
I've been to Steam Down, which was... it really felt like you were part of a spiritual experience and you were part of something really special. You know, you'd look back and be like, I was there when that crazy thing was happening. It was insane. I've never experienced anything like it, apart from, I think, going on tour and being in a club somewhere in New Orleans. You know, it had that similar kind of thing with sweat dripping off the walls. Everybody is just so uninhibited and free. And it had that same feeling, and it's so special. So, so, so special. So I've got a lot of respect for those guys.
This song is called Broke.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Andrea Triana, and her album Life in Colour is out now. This programme was produced by Holly Fisher, recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix, and I'm Paige Reynolds.
Tough times coming, the rent is due. The tax man's coming, like a bad dream come true. But some people don't have anything. Some people always suffering. Some people rich and being scared. Ain't that the truth? 'Cause I'm broke. Oh, but that's yesterday's news. And I live in hope that tomorrow comes good. If it all falls down, then my feet won't touch the ground. 'Cause money come and goes, but I'm a rich woman. Money come and goes, but I'm a rich woman with you. There's one thing for certain, when you've got, you still want more. I'm talking about a rich man's world, taking pennies from the poor. Nobody's got everything, fast cars and diamond rings. Something's still missing, well, ain't that the truth? 'Cause I'm broke. Oh, but that's yesterday's news. And I live in hope that tomorrow comes good. If it all falls down, then my feet won't touch the ground. 'Cause money come and goes, but I'm a rich woman. Our clothes may be worn, but I don't need no more than I've got. 'Cause we're drinking from jars, dancing under the stars. When we want, when we want. Yes, I'm broke. Oh, but that's yesterday's news. And I live in hope that tomorrow comes good. Yes, I'm broke. Oh, but that's yesterday's news. And I live in hope that tomorrow comes good. If it all falls down, then my feet won't touch the ground. 'Cause money come and goes, but I'm a rich woman with you. Money come and goes, but I'm a rich woman with you. Yes, I'm broke, but I'm a rich woman.